You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so by now you might have seen the viral video of an elephant saving a gazelle. What? Yes. If you haven't seen this yet, you gotta text the word zoo, Z-O-O, Z-O-O, right now to 916-909-1065, 909-1065, zoo. Because that's where this took place. It took place in a zoo. And Kevin and Katie, you guys are all about this video.
Absolutely. It's so incredible.
Cute. Describe it for people.
So a gazelle slips into what appears to be like
a watering hole.
A watering hole, yeah. And it you can tell like it doesn't have a way to get itself out. So it's sort of like starting to panic. And the elephant uses its trunk, scoops it up by its antlers, pulls it out, and sets it down.
It's pretty, I mean, it is pretty amazing. Now, if anybody's going to ruin the party, it's going to be me.
Oh, boy.
And I feel like I just need to ruin the party a little bit for this video, for all the people celebrating how great this video is of an elephant saving a gazelle from drowning. I believe it's fake.
Wait, what?
Why? I don't have proof that it's fake. I just believe it's fake. And the reason why is because I've been burned by these videos before. There was a time where I saw a video that went viral of a shark saving a sea turtle. And it was effing beautiful. Okay. I sat there.
How did
hold on. Okay. I sat there watching it on my laptop on a sunny Sunday morning, with a tear just hanging on to my bottom lid, being like, they get it. They get it. They lean on each other. They save each other more. They don't take more than they need. Why can't we as humans just to find out that that video is fake?
Okay, describe the video, because how does a save a sea turtle from what?
It had like something around its neck or something like that, like a bag or something.
Okay.
And the shark had the sea turtle in its mouth, but by the shell, and the shark was pushing the sea turtle toward a boat because the shark knew that a person could get it off and he couldn't get it off around from the sea turtle's neck. Just to find out that that video was fake.
Like AI fake?
I don't know. I just know that it wasn't real.
Okay. And so what was really happening?
It was like misleading.
Oh, the shark was trying to eat it.
Yeah, the shark was trying to eat it. And okay. It just happened to be a boat there.
I just want to go back for a second. You thought not only was a shark trying to save a turtle, but the shark knew to bring it to a boat where human beings could get a bag off of its neck. So in this scenario, the shark A, doesn't want to eat the turtle. B, recognizes a bag. C knows that humans have opposable thumbs and could get this off the turtle.
You're very mean.
Okay. You are very stupid.
Right.
Because
well, somebody texted in and said it was a dolphin saving a sea turtle. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was a shark.
No, I'm looking at it now. It's a shark.
Yeah. Maybe there's another fake video out there. This person
says, well, a dolphin, I'd actually believe.
This person says that that video actually was completely AI. So, okay. That's why, to go back to this elephant saving a gazelle video, I've been burned once.
And you won't let it happen again.
Shame on me, okay? If I believe an elephant saving a gazelle.
Doesn't it seem like an elephant is an animal that would save, though?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
See? And I did look into this video, and it does appear to be real.
It
well,
is
that's like
real.
A zoo.
Well, what does that mean?
A zoo in Guatemala.
See?
That's a real place.
Right. How could that be fake?
And here's, before I saw the Google kind of confirm that this video was real, the elephant, which, by the way, you can see by texting zoo to 909-1065. Here's another reason why I believe that this video is probably real. The look on the elephant's face is hysterical. It looks like this goddamn gazelle falls in this water every day. Like,
yeah, he does. Yeah. Like,
the elephant has, and I know that's just an elephant's face. You know, they do just always kind of look put out, but like, it has a look on its face as it's saving this gazelle, being like, oh my God, Spencer, are we doing this again?
Mother.
How do you not know that's water? You can't breathe underneath of it. Kim, hold on to my trunk. Hold on.
And he's calling him that goddamn deer.
Yeah.
Won't even acknowledge that he's a gazelle.
Right, yeah. All right, here we go. One, two, and again.
Next time.
Right.
You got to learn to swim.
And it's on three. It's not like last time you dislocated my trunk. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
And then the gazelle, zero appreciation.
Right, just scampers
just
off. Yeah, there you go, you dumb deer. So if you want to see it, text zoo to 909-1065.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.